FM Agriculture News.
I am Dane Bice. I'm with your main agriculture stories. The DA has expressed their concern regarding the low arrest and conviction rate amongst the two main categories of crime affecting rural areas, namely stock theft and farm tax. DA leader in the Free State, Roy Jankelson, says that stock theft is much higher than reported, as the low arrest and conviction rate serves as deterrence for the reporting of such crimes.
In reply to a question by the DA in the Free State Legislature, the MEC for Police, Roads and Transport, Mr. William Bulwani, indicated that between 2018 and 2021, the average arrest rate for stock theft is 29%, with only a 15% conviction rate, while with the 81 farm attacks during the same time frame, there were 76 arrests and 11 convictions. This is a conviction rate of about 14.5%.
He adds that stock theft and farm attacks cause billions of rands in annual losses to the agricultural community, which is already struggling to survive due to increased input costs, damage caused by poor roads, and increased electricity prices coupled with load shedding. Meanwhile, South Africa's agricultural machinery sales have been robust for over a year now. Last month, tractor sales of 742 units were up by 22% year on year. This, while combine harvester sales of 8 units were double the units sold in the same month last year. According to Wandile Sishlobu, chief economist at the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, this placed the total tractor sales for the first 11 months of this year at 6,980 units, up by 25% year on year. Further, combine harvester sales increased by 38% year on year over the same period, with 250 units sold.
And I think the key point to emphasize here is that 2020 in South Africa's agricultural machinery sales was also a relatively good year. The sales that year were up double digits for the combined harvesters, and for tractor sales, they were up by 9 points compared with the previous year. So beating last year's sales, it just shows that we are really having one of the fantastic seasons.
And the Northern Cape Department of Agriculture has joined hands with veterinary services in the Northern Cape on a street-to-street vaccination program that started yesterday. Departmental spokesperson Zandisile Lupahla says that the vaccination program saw veterinarians going around the community to vaccinate pets against rabies. According to Lupahla, this is to prevent the possible fatal disease from spreading to people. He says Agriculture MEC Marzia Manopole took part in the vaccination program by offering a hand to the veterinarians. He says they went from home to home, vaccinating as many animals as they could. And these were your top agriculture stories. I am Dane Bysheim.
Read more on OFM.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.